Good morning, beloveds. We're busy with Psalm 82, and we seek God, our Father, our Son, Holy Spirit, our whole judgment. And they says this and say, "You are God, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like princes." Now, like mere men. You know, and we understand the Bible says we are not more, we are not mere men. We are children of the Most High God, and if God's our Father, then we like our Father. We growing up in Christ to be everything Jesus is, and everything Jesus was and is like the Father. And so that's the heart and the destiny of God. But here he says, You shall die like men and fall like any princess, like normal man. And that's not the heart of God. We need to understand that. He says we need to stand and in the full armor, we're standing, we're not falling. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, "Take heed lest you fall." So he doesn't want you to fall. And how do you take heed? By calling on the Lord, because you are not tested beyond what you can handle, and you're not a mere man any longer. And you must call on the Lord, and he will show you the way of escape. And then you got Peter that tells you, when you take hold of the great and the precious promises and add to your faith goodness, how's it go? Good knowledge, self-control, in perseverance, brotherly kindness, agape, you will never fall. And a rich entrance, if you enter into the kingdom, now you will experience it. So that's the reality that God wants. But here we can see what we're going to be going through the rest of the week is the problems, why the sons of God, children of the Most High, that were made to fellowship with him, walk with him, and be everything he made them to be, in the image and likeness of Jesus. This is why they didn't. And the first one is verse 2.
"How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked?"
So judging unjustly and showing partiality to the wicked. Then yeah, we've got in James. Let's just find it. Could get it quickly. In James, he's talking here about our attitudes, and we see this is something that just doesn't happen in the churches. It's these noble, rich people come in, and then they get the best seat, and they are quickly promoted, and it's where the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that it's the ones that were counted as not noble and lost are actually the ones that God favors very much. So it's just attitudes that we can have that we need to make right, and we need to have a heart for the weak, for the broken, for the poor. And this whole attitude of just pursuing riches by loving the people that are rich and wanting to be like them is a problem. And let's listen to it in here in James chapter 2 from verse 1 down to verse 6, my sweetie.
"My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinction among yourselves and become judges with
evil thoughts.
Listen, my beloved brothers, Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called?
So this is things why we have can cause us to not reach the potential that God has got for us. And then we can see here also, and we can see this is exactly the problem that's going on in the world at the moment. People are being seduced by the rich. You can ask many children today, and that, who do you want to be? And they would say Elon Musk or Bill Gates and these people, and they and so a few of them would only say be like Jesus. And Jesus is a picture of the potential of each and every one, and in looking to Jesus we're going to grow and be everything God made us to be, looking to him and listening to him and walking with him. And here, let's just read here quickly about the rich, James chapter 5, my sweetie. You can go one. You can just read. Or...
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasures in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He doesn't resist you.
So yeah, there we got the picture, you know. We mustn't judge partiality and then just favor the rich. We have need to have a heart for the broken. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed to preach the good news to the poor, to set free the captives. And yes, the rich are in such captivity that it's hard to break, but God can do that, and he does do it. There's many beautiful rich people. I had the privilege of going to a ministry for 3 years when I just got born of
born again.
That Francois and Lydia started, but it was in a house of a millionaire, Mr. Scumby. And he was absolutely beautiful. Well, his heart was in the Lord, and he lived for the Lord. So we've got that. But then we've got so much deception out there. And you've got that in Psalm 72, where it talks about how so many brothers, and even the brother writing that psalm, Asaph, nearly fell into that deception, because he looked and he saw them and they looked so good. And he thought, it's no good me going through this trials, going through these birth pains and struggling along. And he nearly fell back, he said. But then he said, if I had spoken like that, I would have deceived mankind. Because then the Lord showed him, when he went into the council of the Lord, that they're actually in slippery places. So guys, we mustn't be deceived. This pursuit for riches and hand clap of the world gets us nowhere, and it gets us nowhere, and it causes us to miss the beauty and the goodness of being a son of the Most High God, standing in his favor, in his goodness, and in his purpose for our lives. At Psalm 73, you can read that there. It's a deceptive trap of the evil one to change, to keep us away from our destiny, from our inheritance, from the beauty of God. Amen.
Amen.